Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. Take it away, Dinah.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Dream. Never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
Everybody, it's nice seeing so many of you on hand for another session of our Bird's Eye Open House. On hand to make your visit an enjoyable one is our very special guest, Mr. Groucho Marx. In the music department, we have Robert Emmett Dolan in the orchestra, Joe Lilly in the chorus, and here's my good man Friday, who's with me every Thursday, Harry Von Zell.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Dinah. Yeah, I can't talk. Honestly,
you can't talk.
Tonight. No, listen, I just passed a butcher shop, and did I see a 12-pound roast beef?
Ooh.
It was the most beautiful thing I ever saw.
Well, why didn't you get it?
Get it, she says. Get it. Dinah, with the number of points that butcher wanted for it, 7 soldiers could get out of the army. My word.
Well, there you go, Harry. Always thinking of food.
Well, now, that's not so. No.
Always thinking of food.
Dinah, I think of lots of things much more vital than food. Why, right now, I should be up in San Francisco where I belong.
Oh, Harry.
Huh? What's the matter?
Now, don't be silly. What would you know about international affairs?
What would I know about international affairs, you say?
Yes.
Dinah, permit me a few small-sized guffaws. Guffaw. Why, I'm surprised. Only last week, Dinah, I was called in on an important meeting on post-war reconversion.
Who else attended?
Henry Kaiser was there.
Henry Kaiser?
He brought up the subject of shipyard reconversion, and General Arnold brought up the subject of airplane reconversion, and then I got up and brought up the subject of Lana Turner.
What happened?
Nothing. She's one project that don't need reconversion.
Well, now I'm jealous, and I'm going to sing.
Oh,
that's all. Grow weak with bliss. sort of change. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word. And when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his, but forevermore he's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart.
Say, you know something? While you were singing, I did a little figuring. And do you realize that your voice traveled 25,000 miles in 1/10 of a second?
Harry, you're amazing.
I can't help
now
it.
Now, you see, that just shows... Modest little fellow. That just shows what a college education did for you.
Oh, well, now, don't you believe it, Dinah. I'm a self-made man. I spent 4 years at Harvard and learned nothing.
I spent 2 years at Vassar and learned plenty.
That sounds like Groucho Marx.
Well,
hello, Groucho.
Hello, Dinah, my sweet.
How are you?
Dinah, I've seen you look lovely, but never as lovely as you look tonight. Why, that dress is magnificent.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you like it. You know, it's the first dress to come out of unoccupied France.
Maybe, but it's certainly well occupied now.
Groucho, I've never known a man who notices women's clothes as much as you do.
Why shouldn't I? Why, next to a woman, what is more important than clothes?
A girdle that fits.
A girdle, eh? That Bonzel certainly has an elastic mind. Another remark like that, and I'll see that you're sent up the river for a two-way stretch.
Well, Groucho, you've certainly got a point there. And it's right on top of your head.
I keep it that way to sharpen my pencil.
Oh, please now, fellas, stop it. Don't start that all over again. No squabbling.
Well, he squabbed first. Can't get chicken or you can't get squabbed.
You see what I say, Dinah? Here we were having an intelligent discussion when this buffoon breaks in. And...
Me, a buffoon? That's a laugh. Buffoon. That thing is a laugh. Well, maybe it isn't a laugh. I don't know. They told me it was.
I told you, Dinah, the man knows nothing.
That's so. Well, for 3 weeks, I was at Dumbarton Oaks.
Oh, but I didn't see you. I was at Dumbarton Oaks.
I was disguised as an acorn. I was out on a limb for 2 days.
Oh, please.
Nothing personal.
Groucho, you just have to face it now. I can't picture you thinking seriously of the international scene.
No, well, at the moment I'm involved in a tremendous international project to build a superhighway up the coast of California, through Canada, across Alaska, over the Bering Sea. And I, Groucho Marx, have just gotten official permission from Joseph Stalin himself.
To run the road through Russia?
No, to run a hot dog stand outside of Moscow. We're using red mustard. And yellow frankfurter.
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Not a red mustard.
He knows nothing about international affairs. He's a buffoon.
Buffoon. Only last week I had a long talk with Molotov. You know what I said?
What?
Nothing. I can't speak a word of Russian.
Well, I can speak a word of Russian, and I will.
That's it.
Muravkov.
Muravkov?
Muravkov. Yes. What does that mean?
Spinach.
Spinach?
Spinach!
Bird's eye, quick frozen spinach.
Moravka?
The most delicious, luscious, garden fresh spinach you ever had the pleasure of sinking your teeth into. So garden fresh you'd think you had just picked it out of your own garden. And when the representatives of all the nations are seated around the conference table, What do you think they'll ask for first?
Diner, I can get 11 to 5 around the corner. The guy says Moravkov. Or spinach.
Well, I know where I can get 12 to 1.
I'll take 12 to 1.
You will?
Yeah. 12 to 1 is my lunch hour, and what's better at lunch than first time spinach?
He said he got a one-track Moravkov.
Well, no, it's so easy to prepare, Groucho. There's no washing, no sorting, no sand or grit. Nothing to do with Birdseye Moravkov but take those glistening green leaves of perfectly clean spinach out of the package.
I'm glistening every word you say.
Really, it's so easy. You take it out of the package, pop into boiling water, cook and eat. That's all.
Dinah, this spinach auctioneer doesn't know anything about international affairs. He doesn't know a pact from a treaty.
Oh, no. I know that Birdseye spinach comes attractively packed and is a treaty for the whole family. I thought for a minute I'd never get out of that.
As far as I'm concerned, you can crawl back in again. You and your Moravkov.
And think of this, Groucho.
Imagine cream Moravkov, huh?
Are you using the same script I've got here?
Yeah, but I put cream on top of mine.
Groucho,
if anything comes around.
Here's another thing. One box of bird's eye spinach will serve four. It doesn't take a ration point, and it's really wonderful eating. So everybody should buy lots of packages of bird's eye spinach.
Diner, I've listened to Bonzo long enough. It's time I told you that I had a long talk with Satinia. And he assured me that right now I've got one foot under the conference table.
Oh, Groucho, he's just pulling your leg.
That's great.
That's just it. What do you mean?
Well, all he has to do is pull the other leg, and I'll have both feet under the conference table.
Everything is okay. If my letters seem gay, can't you read between the lines? I go dancing when I'm blue. As you wrote me to do. But it's not like with you. Can't you read between the lines? It might worry you if I told you I cried every night. You tell me it won't. But why take a chance that it might, I'll be seeing you again. Only heaven knows when. But my dear, until then, can't you reach between the lines? A chance that it might, I'll be seeing you again. Only heaven knows when, but my dear, I'm so glad that you read between the lines. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, comes time for the Bird's Eye Little Players to bring you an episode in the home life of the Thorndykes. Mary, played by Dinah, and John Thorndyke, played by Groucho Marx, are in the parlor. It is the night of their daughter Olive's graduation. Mary speaks.
Oh, John?
Yes, Mary?
How are things at the department store today?
Department store? What department store?
Sears.
Sears? What business is he in?
He runs a department store.
A department store? What's that got to do with me?
But, John, you've been working there for 20 years.
20 years? Well, this is a fine time to tell me. What do I do there?
You're in lingerie.
I'm in lingerie?
Yes.
No wonder the floor walkers keep whistling at me.
Tell me, John, did you go in to speak to the boss today?
What boss?
Mr. Sears.
Mr. Sears? What business is he in?
He owns a department store.
Lucky man. What a business to own. Huge profits. Makes money year in and year out. It's positively a foolproof business.
Oh, I wish you owned a department store.
Not me.
Why not?
It's too risky. And now, Mary, what did you want to ask me?
Did you speak to the boss about a raise?
I should say not.
Why not?
He doesn't deserve a raise.
John, it's you I'm talking about. You deserve a raise.
I do?
Yes.
Why?
Well, after all, John, you've been working there for 20 years.
20 years is a long time, Mary. And I've just made up my mind.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to quit tomorrow.
But where will you apply for another job?
Sears.
But, John, you have a job at Sears now.
Good. Then I can apply during my lunch hour.
Now, please. Please, John. John, dear, promise me you'll speak to your boss.
My boss? Who's my boss?
Sears.
Can't you ever say anything else but Sears? Maybe I've got a good mind to break out engagement.
But, John, we've been married for 19 years.
19 years?
Yes.
Good. I'm tired of being a bachelor. Well, I think I'll go out and see a movie.
A movie? John, now don't tell me you've forgotten about tonight.
Tonight? What's tonight?
You're going to the public school graduation.
Graduation? Don't be silly. I graduated from public school 30 years ago.
Not your graduation.
Well, that's different. Well, maybe you're graduating at last.
I'm not graduating.
Left back again, eh?
John, it's your daughter who's graduating.
My daughter? Who's my daughter?
Olive.
Olive? Who's Olive?
Olive is your daughter.
Ridiculous.
Of course she's your daughter. She looks just like you.
Who looks just like me?
Your daughter.
She does?
Yes. She has your nose.
No wonder I couldn't smell the corned beef and cabbage last night.
Oh, she's a lovely child.
Who's a lovely child?
Olive.
Olive? Who's Olive?
Your daughter, John. Just think, she's sweet 16 and she's never been kissed.
Well, don't you think it's about time one of us kissed her?
John, just think, she's in high school now, and when she's 20, she'll be at finishing school.
Finishing school at 20? That's remarkable. I didn't finish school until I was 37. Of course, I was only half finished. My father was Swedish.
You know, I think high school is very important. My father went to high school, and he took his hat off to no man.
Your father took his hat off to no man?
That's right.
He must have gotten some mighty interesting haircuts.
Oh, John, you're so absent-minded. I just know you didn't get a graduation present for Olive.
What did you get her?
I bought a fountain pen, the kind that doesn't leak 16,000 feet in the air.
16,000 feet in the air?
Yes.
Olive is a tall girl, isn't she?
John, it's almost time to go to the graduation. You'd better call the florist and order something.
Whatever you say, dear. Hello, Acme Flowers? Yes, I'd like to order some flowers. For who? Just a moment. Who are the flowers for?
For Olive.
Olive? Who's Olive?
Your daughter.
Hello, they're for my daughter. He doesn't even know her name. Oh, Flowers, what's that? You suggest bachelor buttons? How much are they? What's that? $6 a dozen for bachelor buttons? I'll just send over the buttons. You can keep the bachelor. Goodbye. And now, maybe I hope you're satisfied. Well, let's go to the movies.
Have you forgotten? We're going to Olive's graduation.
Olive? Who's Olive?
John, this is too much. Your absent-mindedness has finally driven me mad. I can't stand another moment of it. I'm going to divorce you.
Mady, do you know what you're saying?
Yes, John. I'm leaving.
Very well, but there's one thing we must settle first.
What's that?
Who will get custody of Olive?
Olive? Who's Olive?
Take a try to that moon. If a line ain't your bother, by the Bible, me too.
Tomorrow, before you go shopping, grab a piece of string and tie it around your little finger. And then when you go into your Bird's Eye store to buy some of those wonderful Bird's Eye frosted foods, let that string remind you to be sure that the packages you pick are clearly marked Bird's Eye. Because, listen, if they're not, you won't enjoy that famous Bird's Eye quality and flavor. And then you might as well take that string and go out and fly a kite with it. But seriously, though, you really should be sure those packages you pick carry the Bird's Eye label. Because, you see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but only one Bird's Eye. And there's nothing more delicious than Bird's Eye, for their farm freshness is captured for you by quick freezing. And there's nothing easier to serve, for Bird's Eye foods are all prepared and clean. So all you do is remove them from the package, cook them, and eat them. And nothing but the package marked Bird's Eye can give that famous Bird's Eye uniform top quality, Bird's Eye garden freshness. So for your own protection, look for and be sure you get that Bird's Eye label. Remember, for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
You belong to my heart. Now it's not long ago.
gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it true. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes held a kiss when they smiled. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, and you'll always belong to my heart.
We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it true.
Una vez, nada más, te entrega el alma con la dulce total renunciación. Una vez nada más en mi cuerpo brilló la esperanza. La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. La ra di ra la ra di ra ra la ra di ra 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 ra.
For helping with the festivities tonight. It was wonderful having you. Next week, we here at the Bird's Eye Open House are looking forward to a visit from the Universal Studio motion picture star, Taryn Bays. Girl, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all hoping and praying that VJ Day will soon happen. But we all know that hopes and prayers are not quite enough when there are 80 million chaps who still have to be beaten. So let's not just hope and pray. Let's buy war bonds. Let's make this 7th war bond drive the biggest jet. You know, the road to Tokyo is a long and a rough one. It'll be paved with suffering and American lives. Let's shorten that road the only way we can, by buying bonds. They're an investment in the United States, in democracy, and a better world. Good night, everybody.
Hey, friends, next week, tune in a half hour earlier and hear a full hour of entertainment. The Frank Morgan Show with Cass Daly, followed immediately by Bird's Eye Open House with Dinah Shore, her special guests, Taryn Bay, Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Joe Lilly, his chorus, and yours truly. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
Speak. Speak for game. Yes, dogs put their bark of approval on Gaines. G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines dog meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. The complete meal containing everything dogs are known to need. Feed meal, vegetables, cereals, minerals, and vitamins. That's why it's been a trusted standby of prize dog breeders and veterinarians for over 15 years. Listen to your dog speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You You're listening to KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated, California Packer Distributor. Following is transcribed.
Every night after supper, here's the way the song begins.
I like Chiclets candy-coated chewing gum.
Then we chew refreshing Chiclets, and all of us join in. I like Chiclets candy-coated chewing gum.